Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Welcome back to the show, where we give you the lowdown, the inside information, the word from the experts to help you use the internet as part of your marketing machine. I'm Andy White, and in episode 19, we'll be covering something very interesting happening with YouTube, how Web 2.0 can help with your internet marketing, so stay tuned. But first, the news. I spoke to Graeme Benstead and asked him what's been going on in the world of internet marketing.
Well, this week we've heard from the founder of YouTube, Chad, that they're going to be introducing a share revenue with any providers of any videos on YouTube.
Okay, well, tell me more.
Well, recently, I think a lot of people have heard that YouTube were bought by Google for a huge $1.65 billion dollars. Sorry. But I mean, that's enough for anybody, I'd suggest. They've introduced this revenue share, which will allow, as I say, anybody who actually provides videos with a small amount of the money that they build. So, yeah, I mean, they'll probably be using adverts with their adding advertisements onto the beginning or end of these videos. Which will allow every time you know, somebody actually plays a video, there'll be a little bit of money involved from the advertising, and part of that, as I say, will go to that user who provided it. Chad, as I say, the founder of YouTube, said that the model would reward creativity.
Okay, so let me try and understand this. Okay, let me try and understand how this works. So, say that Fred Blogs makes a video, okay, about anything.
Absolutely, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so he makes a video, he puts it on YouTube, and is it what, the more it gets watched, he gets paid?
Absolutely. As I say, every time it's played, these adverts are shown to the viewer, or the user on YouTube. Each time this happens, you know, the advertiser is going to be happy, you know, that his advert's getting shown. He'll pay a little bit of money to YouTube, and in turn YouTube will give a little bit of that money to the person who originally put that video up. The idea of YouTube is for users to be able to put any content, any videos, within reason, onto the site for anybody to be able to view. So any sort of like small movies that somebody decides to make, you know, short films or just comedy sketches, or even their cat falling into a sink, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it conforms to the license of YouTube, so of course no violence or anything like that, people can upload their own videos. And YouTube, the reason why YouTube is so successful is because they've found a way to make it very easy for people to upload their videos.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, it could be any sort of video that somebody uploads, but in each case, YouTube will be, as I say, adding a small amount of advertising, maybe an embedded video.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so they're actually putting it. Okay, it's like where you have a web page and it's got like some pretty good content in it, but it's got like adverts around the edge, and they're kind of doing that in video. But are they sneaking the adverts into the sort of time splicing it into the video? Or
Absolutely, they will be. And what's more, they'll be trying to make these adverts relevant to the actual content of that video. So as you say, it'll be a little bit like, for instance, Google uses its AdSense, exactly. Ah. It's going to be quite similar in a lot of ways. People can make revenue from Google Ads in the same way that, with their site, in the same way that people can make revenue with their videos on YouTube with, as I say, this sponsored advertising.
So do we know when this is starting and how one participates?
Goodness, well, YouTube have said that it's not going to be one big release. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen in stages. So I think they're looking to start to rolling this sort of revenue scheme out over the next couple of months, apparently.
Well, let's keep our eye on that, because that sounds really interesting. And how do you see this fitting into people who are using the internet to market their services?
Well, I mean, in general, when we're looking at revenue share models, the most important, well, for YouTube, the most important thing is, first of all, I mean, they don't want to give away money for nothing. And these, and they don't need to give away necessarily money for advertising. What this revenue share means is better user-generated content, okay? Which in general is a win-win situation for both the user and YouTube. YouTube get more and better content, meaning they get more revenue from the advertising, and of course the user actually gets revenue from putting anything up there in the first place, which is a great incentive for users to put this information up.
So how does it work? Say somebody wanted to advertise, somebody wanted to be those little interstitial adverts. Presumably there's an easy way for them to go about that?
Goodness. I mean, I should imagine a lot of these... I imagine it'll just be a case of contacting YouTube. There'll be, from now on, a user side where people can actually upload their videos, and then probably an advertiser side where people can, again, create their own little adverts to go to be tacked on to the beginning of these user-generated videos.
It's going to be really interesting to see how they actually implement that. I'm really looking forward to that. So,
absolutely.
I mean, so in summary, basically, YouTube are doing a kind of a Google AdSense, but with video.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's interesting to see now that YouTube belongs to Google, it is a similar model. Yeah. I mean, I've been looking up some stats. I mean, we've got eMarketer magazine, which is saying over the next several years, user-generated content is going to boost website revenue, mainly from advertising. Well, over the whole entire internet. I mean, the research firm which went into it estimated the volume of views and downloads at the main sites. So, for instance, YouTube, perhaps iStock. Goodness, it goes any website with any sort of advertising, really, or user-generated content with a revenue share are going to be seeing maybe 65 billion downloads and views. By 2010. At the same time, their revenues are expected to exceed about 850 million.
Wow. Mm. Well, we watch with great interest.
No, absolutely. It's a very interesting time for the internet, all of this user-generated content, and bringing up models like revenue shares is a great way to incentivize people to contribute their own...
Put good content in.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Mr. Graham Banstead. Okay, so on to the main segment, Web 2.0 and how it relates to internet marketing. I started off by asking Graham Banstead what Web 2.0 isn't, bizarrely, and how it actually relates to internet marketing.
Okay, sure. I mean, Web 2 is more of a perceived change or a movement on the web rather than like a product or an entity. It's not like another web by any means. It's like more of a sort of umbrella phrase, which a lot of the new sort of web applications which are coming out at the moment kind of fall under. I think it would be fair to say that sites which come under this Web 2 umbrella moving away from the traditional like push marketing. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to push a brand, you know, with trying to get to the top of Google necessarily, and bringing people in to show, just push out their values, it's more about pulling people in. So generating really great content. Specifically user-generated content like YouTube, as we were talking about, and community building.
Mm-hmm. So it's all to do with user-generated content.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tim O'Reilly, the founder of O'Reilly Media, who coined the phrase Web 2 in there, 2004. This is quite a quote. Web 2 is a business revolution in the computer industry caused by the move to internet as a platform and an attempt to understand the rules for success on that new platform. Chief among these rules is build applications that harness network effects to get better, the more people that use them. Mm-hmm. So, as saying that, I mean, the more people that use them, the better. It's user-generated content. You know, if a website is based purely on user-generated content and nobody actually provides any content, it's in trouble, which is why some of these revenue sharing schemes are starting to get introduced.
Well, tell me about how revenue sharing schemes actually work.
Well, I mean, the idea is that people are incentivized, or users are incentivized to provide their own useful content onto websites with the promise of monetary gain or a share in the revenue. Any money that the website gets from their content, they'll get a little bit as well. Okay, so I mean, YouTube is a perfect example. They're introducing a revenue sharing scheme, which will involve there'll be, you know, a small advert at the beginning of each of the videos seen on YouTube. It doesn't have to be any more than, you know, 3 seconds of a little advert, but you know, that's still a little bit of money to YouTube, and YouTube will split that money with the user. Okay, yeah. As I say, that incentivizes lots and lots of people to provide really creative content. The more people view their content, the more money they're going to get. So, you know, people are all of a sudden going to be able to become sort of, you know, YouTube millionaires, I should imagine.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not. I mean, the amount of people watching these things online, okay, the revenue that people are going to be getting per view of their video isn't going to be, like, huge. I can't imagine, you know, it's going to be any more than a couple of pence or cents. But, you know, there are an awful lot of people viewing these videos, and I can see no reason why people couldn't make an awful lot of money from it. I mean, when we look at sites.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like iStock Photo, which allows users to post their own photographs to be uploaded for a price by these iStock users. You know, it's only a couple of pence for the provider, but it all adds up. The more photographs are downloaded. I know a lot of people there are a lot of people who are actually making a living from iStock these days.
Now, we're talking about sort of service providers providing an incentive for people to put good content up. Absolutely. And of course, the sort of do-it-yourself version of this for a while now has been blogging. Absolutely. And you see a lot of blogs now with you know, AdSense on the side as a way of generating sort of extra revenue. Now, but that's what it's all about. What about somebody that wants to actually actively promote their own service on the internet, and how does that relate to Web 2.0?
There are lots and lots of ways that you can use these Web 2 sort of tools to promote yourself and your site on the internet. I mean, there are sort of, goodness, the second generation of web services can be sort of roughly broken up into the whole, well, social networking. So, for instance, we've got tools like MySpace, yeah. FacePartie, or the good old classic Friends Reunited.
Yeah.
I mean, MySpace is a perfect example of people being able to create their own spaces or their own profiles for their company. And being able to market that. So instead of in the traditional web marketing or internet marketing model, where you'd be trying to just show individuals your website and try to bring them in through that, what we're doing all of a sudden is trying to get the community interested in us, so that people can go away and hopefully, spread the word. I mean, a single user telling their friend that our site or our product or, you know, our service is valuable is infinitely more valuable than just being at the top of Google, for instance.
Now, this is very interesting, because I did a talk recently on ways that you can promote yourself on the internet, and I talked about YouTube, I talked about MySpace, and I talked about LinkedIn.
Okay.
These are all kind of I think MySpace and LinkedIn are fairly obvious sort of online networking sort of concepts, where you get as many connections as you can, as many referrals as you can. But what's your take on, well, I've got two questions. What's your take on people using MySpace for business purposes? Because some people do. I know you have to be careful, but a lot of people do. And then secondly, about using YouTube, because we're seeing that as well, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always going to be a balance between good marketing and spamming, and there's always the chance, or there's always a chance that people are going to use these new web services to spam their ideas, you know, to give people basically unuseful content, which is basically going to get in the way of all the good stuff out there. But at the same time, I mean, that sort of content does tend to be negative for the person who's provided it. As well as, I mean, it's not going to be up there for very long, to be honest. But with any, most of these user-generated sites, users or the people who go in to edit them, often as volunteers, are very, well, they're quite stringent. They will get rid of any bad content on there. So, I mean, as long as you follow the rules and create like something of value to people, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't use these things for business. Absolutely. In fact, I think it's a very good idea. I think it's positive. I'd say it would be fair to say of Web 2, Web 2 promotes creating useful and valuable content. The more useful, valuable content that you have on your site, or that you distribute around these community sites, the more exposure you're going to get on the internet, and and that's what it's all really about. I mean, using these social media sites such as you say, YouTube, Flickr, and Dig.
Yes. There's another one, Flickr.
Dig is another really big one as well. I mean, I mentioned those three particularly. YouTube, of course, video; Flickr, pictures; but Dig is for articles. Or documents, which can be really, really useful for a business. You know, if a business has got something that it wants to sort of share, perhaps a tutorial or just a useful article,
yeah.
In the same way as a blog, people can communicate that through Dig. And, these articles are rated by the users of these websites. So if you've got a really good article, you go right to the top of Dig, you know? And so it's rewarding great content.
This is, of course, the social bookmarking, ACA, the human organic search syndrome.
Ooh, the organic search.
the human-powered organic search syndrome.
Dare I mention folksonomies?
Tell me more.
A folksonomy, as you say, tagging, a social bookmarking. To a degree, it's a social bookmarking. A folksonomy is the word for allowing users to categorise their content. Rather than, for instance, a search engine algorithm. So with these new sites such as Delicious, which is my particular favourite, people can tag their own, tag any website out there. And they can be, if somebody searched for a particular word, you know, that site, if it's been tagged for a particular word, will come up in that search, which means that instead of the search engine deciding on what is relevant or not, the users are. which means that in a lot of cases you get much better content.
Yeah.
The only problem with it is, because it isn't, the tags aren't necessarily standard, there can be lots of different ways of kind of stating one tag, and so things can get a little bit confusing compared to, I mean, that's one of the downsides, but for the end user, for somebody actually searching, it's a much nicer way to get some really good search results. And you know, businesses can use all of these tools, especially if they adhere to some, you know, rules.
Yeah, can we come up with three or four top tips for people that want to use the internet to promote themselves using a lot of these social bookmarking sites and web 2.0 technologies?
Four top tips. Create useful content. I'd suggest this, even if you're not using or trying to use Web 2 tools, these new sort of community tools, create decent content. Yeah. We call it link baiting. So people are going to be adding links from their site to your site if you've got content of value. Okay. So once you've got this content, it's all about being able to distribute it. Like successfully and efficiently, and using social media such as Digg, it's a really nice way to be able to first of all submit your articles or your pictures or your videos, all of these things, and all of, you know, you get a lot of exposure from that, especially if it's really good content. People are going to see it, people get a link back to you, and people are going to, you know, you're going to create a little bit more buzz on the internet. Okay, always recommend any content that you have on your site, use these folks or the folksonomy, tag your sites, tag your content.
In Digg and Delicious, places like that?
Absolutely, Digg, Delicious, again Flickr if you've got a lot of pictures that you'd like to you know, show.
Just very, very briefly, in 2 seconds, how does one use Flickr in this way?
Flickr, okay, there are two ways to use Flickr. I suppose there's the provider and then there's the user. A provider will be able to upload some images if that they want to be seen by people. And once they've uploaded them, they can attribute to those pictures tags. So it's usually only one word. Okay, you can't really use phrases. Again, because of the problem I was saying, if we have too many words, you can't really make sure that people use the same tags, and so it kind of loses its value. So yeah, once we've tagged our pictures, and then we set them free. And hopefully people seeing these pictures will like the picture, and then they'll also tag them. For right. those suggested tags.
And can you link back to the picture on Flickr on your website?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a case you can link, as far as I know, you can link from Flickr to your website, which is a great tool for getting more traffic and also for Google promoting you.
So it looks. So the picture looks like it's on your site, but it's really on Flickr. It's just a bit of code you're running, is it?
Yeah, I think there are two ways. You can either link from your site and show your picture on Flickr through your site, or you can actually upload the file itself to Flickr. So, I mean, in the case of a business trying to use Flickr to promote itself, I think the former, actually having the image on your site and having Flickr linked to it, is a much more more powerful way of making sure that you first of all rise up the search engines.
Any more tips?
It is content. Content is king.
Content is king.
That's the most important thing. As I say, make sure you've got great content and use as many tools as you can find to actually distribute it.
So basically, in summary, to get very metaphysical, the more you give, the more you get. And while you're giving and getting, use some of these fantastic Web 2.0 tools and social bookmarking, etc., etc. And that's a pretty good strategy, would you say not?
Enjoy the spirit of giving.
The spirit of giving. We have just missed Christmas, but we are still in the spirit of giving. Graham Banstead, thank you very, very much. Have a great day.
No problem.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to have featured on the show, send them to info@academyinternet.com. And feel free to send in an MP3 file if you want to record what you want to ask, and we'll be happy to play those. If you're a subscriber, we'd like to thank you for your valuable time. If you haven't subscribed yet and you'd like this podcast delivered direct to your earbuds automatically, you can find Internet Marketing on iTunes or at the academyinternet.com or the summitsolutions.co.uk websites, and follow the subscription buttons. So this is Andy White signing off. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.